Down there. How are you?
Good.
All right. So tonight we wanted to, we went to the health and freedom.
See,
you could have one. You can have that too. So, and one of the things that we talked about, I want to kind of start things off. And the reason I had Adrienne is because obviously she's going to remember things that I didn't, during the conference. We've got to share some things. That's what reason why we were gone. Last Friday and Saturday, we had the Health and Freedom Conference, and it was just a whirlwind of different things. But in that, there were several guests that were there. I mean, there were surgeons, doctors, nurses, pastors, some pastors, patriots, and attorneys. And so, again, these are not just people that, the world system, we'll talk definitely more about it as we get into it. But, these are not crackpots. These are not weird conspiracy theorists. Nobody's wearing tinfoil hats or anything else like that too. But these were legitimate professional people that spoke at this thing. And we obviously, there was Mike Lindell. There was, General Flynn. Several other people. But I guess I'll maybe just, if you've got something right away that you want to share, I'll let you just go ahead and we can kind of tag team from there. But what are some thoughts or things that hit you from that you want to share?
Well, I'll just start on the light note first. We gotta meet people. Right?
Good.
We gotta meet all the people and have a moment with them. So the first person I gotta meet was Amanda Gray. We did not. He got a picture of General Flynn. But the line was like, we tried, and then people were jumping up, anyway. But I will say this.
Yeah, General Flynn came right up to me, and I touched him on the way by and got his picture. She uploaded it. But.
People were trying to get pictures with him, and it was just outrageous lines and everything. But I will say, just one of the biggest takeaways was, first of all, it felt wonderful to be in a giant venue with 4,200 people maskless.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. The very first day we were in, they've never done this before. So Clay Clark has done business conferences, which are like 600 people. That's what he does. So he decided, the Lord told him now he needed to do this. So he planned this in 45 days. So you have 4,200 people. The first day we were all sandwiched. When I say sandwiched trying to get in, I mean, like, anybody go to a rock concert before, and you're like, I'm not sure if I can breathe or if they're going to push me up against, it was like that. And it was funny because we're all like that, and then there's metal detectors, there's police everywhere, there's security, you had to take all your stuff through a metal detector, you're only allowed a bag this big to come in. And we're all crammed together, and then they decide to say, women all over here, men over here, because women have bags.
Oh,
and we're like, we can barely move. It was really funny. So everyone just laughed about it, though. And it was awesome to be with people of like mind.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around here. I came back and I was like, I went back in the store and saw all the people. And it was great. Everybody was there with their masks off, smashed up against each other. Hey, I'm not sick. Everybody looked, do I look sick? Okay. So, and people were just, you're seeing people with the Patriot Street Fighter shirts on, people everywhere that a lot of people around here don't know who some of these people are. There's people from every state there, Hawaii included. Yeah, so they were having people raise their hands and, where are you from? There are videos. If you go out on Rumble and you go to Thrive Time Show channel, Rumble's a little hard to deal with. Have you ever noticed that? If you go on there, you could put in Thrive Time and then a bunch of strange things will come up. You have to go in and click down off of videos into channels. Okay, so when you're in the search, like right here, it's just default on video. It'll say video and then search. And you have to scroll down under video onto channel. And if you do that, you can see every speaker. They're loading them up slowly on there. So that's just kind of just a generality, I guess, to kind of start with. You want to interject or you want me to keep going?
Well, I think, too, one of the things that kind of And I know we're like in an information warfare right now. One of the things that it kind of struck me, just kind of get into this in a mindset. You know, I was watching former KGB agent Yuri, I hope I say this right, Benzmolbib, discuss. He's a former KGB agent, and this kind of explains a lot of things that we're dealing with now. He talks about, you know, we often see things like, you know, the James Bond, where it's this covert, you know, between different countries and everything else too, and it makes really cool action movies, you know. But that's only like 10 to 15% of what's going on behind the scenes. What's going, he said 85% of countries encounter what we call ideological submersion or psychological warfare, okay? And I'm going into something because it kind of explains where we're at now, okay? What it is they, and we see it in our media right now, and it's prevalent, and this is a documentary that he did back in the 80s, okay? And he's being interviewed. He was a former KGB agent. He deflected, came to the United States, wanted to change, okay? And his whole thing was they were there to change the perception of reality. Have we seen that lately?
Yeah.
Yes. And he said, no one will be able to come to a sensible conclusion. That's the goal. They will not be able to come to a sensible conclusion. And it is brainwashing process. So there's four stages. I'm going to give you one. One is demoralization. That's the first one. Okay, and that's what that is they're pumping Leninism and communism and all of these things into the school systems and into especially the higher education, where what's going to happen is these people who grew up, let's say, for example, in the 60s and 70s, they're now in leadership. They're now in control of things. Okay? They're in power, and they're programmed a certain way. Okay? So what's happening is, and these people will not change their minds. And he also said that these people don't have the ability. I'm going to give you scripture for this, too. They don't have the ability to change their minds, because they've been programmed.
Mm-hmm. Can I add one thing?
Go ahead, yeah.
Will it mess you up?
No, go ahead, no.
Okay, so I think I've talked to some of you about this, but I want to insert right here. If you have not watched this, please take note or text yourself or what, like I do. I have a text like this long. I keep texting myself and adding stuff to it. To watch Out of Shadows. Mike Smith that produced Out of Shadows was there. It's outofshadows.org.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that came out like a year ago, and it helps you understand how the movies you're watching and the things that you see, Disney too, programs you
right. To
think a certain way and make certain conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to watch it around your kids. It's not like there's really just certain things, but it's good for you to understand, because the reality is you're living in a different world, on a different level than a lot of people walking around you. That's why we're like, how can people think that this, you know, like for example, you see someone with a mask and double mask, and like an example, my friend Lisa just went to a restaurant. She could go get her ice cream at the machine without a mask, but she couldn't get her salad, even though there's a plexiglass there. No, you can't. She said, there's a plexiglass. Why? You can't do it. Programming. Mm-hmm. No common sense, no thinking. And this is a communist tactic. But see, they've told you, you're saving everybody else.
Right.
They've told you that over and over again. And it's all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really need to see that. And that goes along with what he's talking about with the programming.
Right.
So that you're not a victim of programming.
Right. No, that's good. And again, like I said, he said it's very important, because people, and then when presented with truth, won't be able to discern it.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at Romans chapter 1. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to point out some things.
And we'll take questions, yeah, too. So
And then I've got a couple of examples of this blatant stuff that's been in the news, okay, and that I've just seen. And what I'm going to tell you is how to think about things, okay? And what the media has done, and you can begin to see things and you begin to question things. So Romans chapter 1 verse 22 says, claiming themselves to be wise without God, they became utter fools instead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they're not leaning on God. They're And I like what the King James says, but this is the, I believe this is the, can't remember what translation this is. And then instead of worshiping the glorious ever-living God, they took wood and stone and made idols for themselves, carving them to look like mere birds and animals and snakes and puny men. So we see that with what? What is it that we're worshiping? A vaccine, right? Now, I'm not against medicine. Don't get me wrong, okay? We'll talk more about it here in a minute. But then verse 28 is very important. So it was that when, and this will prove what we're talking about here, that when they gave up God and would not even acknowledge him, God gave them up to doing everything their evil minds could think of. Now, the King James says, gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means that they are void of judgment. Yeah. Their minds are so warped that they do not have the ability. It means their seared conscience. What that means is you don't have the ability anymore to discern right from wrong. Okay? We are living in a time where there's so many people that don't have the ability to determine right or wrong. Okay? Now, this is in the news, and this came to me, and it was interesting because then we were listening to an update online, and the guy that was listening to mentioned right what I'm going about to talk about at the exact same thing time earlier today. Mm-hmm. So let's just talk about it. For example, okay, this is a headline in the news. It's been a few months ago, all right? Everybody know that former President Obama bought a $15 million home in the Hamptons, okay? So, everybody in the media just talks about, oh, well, that's really neat, that's really great. You know what I think about? He can't afford this. Because I'm a finance guy, right?
Where'd the money come
from? Instantly, I'm thinking about, I did mortgage, we got mortgage guy over here too. I did mortgage. I'm a finance, okay? I do investments and fine. We got other finance investments guy. I instantly go, there is no way this guy can afford this, right? Let me just run some numbers through you. And let me also just say, the media doesn't even question anything. And what happens is they don't question anything. So everybody just believes it and just thinks everything's normal. Let me run the numbers for you really quick. I did the numbers today, and I ran over a mortgage, and I ran his former, what has been taxable and everything. And I've gone through all of his finances online. And I'll tell you right now, there's something missing here, okay? And all you got to do is just have some common sense. Number one, you got a $15 million home in the Hamptons on a 30-year term, 3.92% with a monthly payment of $70,922 a month. That's not including taxes or insurance, okay? Are you with me so far? We got some accountant people over here too. So they're going to know what I'm talking about, all right? They probably know better than I do. Okay, so while he was president, he actually made less than Fauci. Did you know that? Did you know that Fauci made more money per year than President Trump did? Isn't that just wonderful, right? So you got the pressure and the stress of the entire country, but we've got this quack who makes more money than president, right? So, you know, he's, you know, in charge of the nuclear button, but he makes less money. So, for argument's sake, President Obama, while he was president, made about $400,000 a year. His full salary was, again, before taxes were withheld, again, $33,333 a month. That's before taxes were taken out. So we can see right now that even if he continued his salary, his full salary after retirement, he is almost, $38,000 short of a mortgage payment. And that is 100% of it going to his mortgage, right? So something doesn't make sense. Okay, and a few years ago, so right now when I ran the numbers, if he continues to make what he makes when he was president on full retirement, I ran it. The only thing that he can afford is a $1.7 million home. And that's if every dime, I mean, that's if he paid for it, okay? So while he was in the Senate, he only made $154,700 and then it bumped up to $162,100. 8 years, no, it was it was right before Trump became president. He had a net worth of $6 million. If he saved every dime while he was in Senate, he would only have $1.2 million. The point is this. You are being lied to every single day. If you don't have the common sense to run numbers, this guy is a con artist, and our politicians are con artists. They have embezzled money, and it is the truth. You don't have a $15 million mansion and you only had a residual income of $400,000, right? But guess what? The media doesn't question anything. But they want to question Donald Trump, who has multiple million-dollar hotels and all of these other things, and they want to dig into his finances. And then, but this is so blatant in your face, mm-hmm. right? Hello, but you're all stupid. Nobody's going to look at it because you're dumb. Moving on, you know, nothing to see here, right? This is the kind of world and the garbage that we're living in. Because the media doesn't do anything, and they expect, and then now we're going to talk about, you know, what we talked about. This is just an example that I pulled out, that if you got common sense, if you start running numbers, you start actually thinking outside the box, it's pretty obvious. Go ahead.
So what I was just going to say along that line is the biggest theme of everything, of all the speakers, everything we did, is that we have to get involved.
Exactly.
You can't say anymore, I'll just let somebody else do it. And what they're talking about is you have to do something. And all across the United States, people have to start doing something. And they were talking about, for example, the polling places. You know, that's where all the fraud
right.
happened.
Right.
They need volunteers all the time. You remember
yep.
that? Like, I would get, which I don't get this either, because I would always get these emails or texts. Could you volunteer at your, you know, and I'd always say yes, and nobody'd ever contact me. Which is a little weird, but, you know, the people that just watch other people, those old ladies that are in there sometimes, a lot of the people that are volunteering are really old people because they've been taught this is what you do as a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are getting old.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We need to be in there watching what's happening. And so that's number one. The other thing is with getting involved is the masks.
Yeah.
You know, there was people there. They said, raise your hand if this is your first maskless event in a year. People from blue states. So many people. So many people. But here's the problem, you guys, with the mask thing. If you don't want to rock the boat and you don't want to mess with it, and the next thing it'll be is yeah. you have to realize this is part of the programming because it's a dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody think about that. A dress rehearsal. So, you know, if we wear you down with a mask and then we say, we'll let you take it off if you get vaccinated and you can have a normal life again.
Mm-hmm.
And the vaccination thing is almost like we could do a whole nother day on
yeah.
what's in that. It's not a vaccine, number one. Number two, when they want to give you the mark, you're going to already be worn down, like if
mm-hmm.
it came to that. So we have to start somewhere. And it has to be something that you say, we got to stop doing this
yep.
at some point. Because guess what? They don't want you to stop. Their goal is for you to never stop.
Yep.
I was reading on one of the Unmasked pages that I'm on Facebook, a guy who had went to Cedar Rapids Starbucks. This is, again, program. They're like, after they took his order, then the manager noticed he didn't have a mask on. You have to put a mask on. He's like, well, I'm just going to take my drink and leave. No, you have to put it on right now. He said, I'm going to leave. Well, then you have to stand over there. That's where people have to stand without a mask. He said, you mean where I'm standing right now?
Right.
And he said, we've been told by corporate, this is not in any near future going to end in our store. Because that's the plan.
Right.
Because when you start looking at Satanism, they have to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. Did you know that in their rituals? We learned that this week. We've heard that before. But they went into all of that. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's the way they wear you down. For example, I'm going to give another one. A lady that you should follow, her name is Lee Dundas. She's in Orange County. She's an attorney. She found out in her child's school system in Orange County, without letting parents know, they had cooked up a plan that when kids came to school, it was like she found out about this 2 days before it happened. They were going to bribe them with donuts and vaccinate them without telling the parents.
Gosh.
In Orange County, that's a huge county.
Mm-hmm.
She is a human rights attorney. She found out, and of course I've got the video, and I've been putting these things on my Facebook, you know, hopefully his Facebook, till they decide to cancel him. They said, how many people have been banned on social media here? All over the building, the people at that conference. She she said, we're going to sue you. She just went up because she knows her stuff, and they stopped it. The things they're planning to do and they want to do, we have to know our rights.
Yeah.
And you have to say no. And that's what she did. So, again, I'm just inserting right here that the whole thing was like everyone's got to do something.
Right. And the key is, too, you know, we have a constitution.
Yes.
And the whole thing about people will cave and give up their rights if they're in fear.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point where they're driving to, is they're trying to get everybody in fear so that we'll give up their rights. Excuse me, but you don't have, the schools only have the authority that I give them. You know, and I got some stats here, I'm getting into this in just a minute, and some very specific things that but we went to a volleyball game, probably heard about it, and they told us to wear masks. We said no. We told them our girls weren't going to have masks, so we got kicked out. And what did they do? They went and they told them to put on masks.
They tried to talk to them and they left.
They don't care about the parents. No. You got to understand that. Because the school system, and especially the public school system, they think they know better than you do as parents.
They do. Yeah.
And they think they have rights. They have more rights than you do as a parent in the public school system. The ACA, the school the girls go to, we don't wear masks. They don't wear masks. Never had any major outbreaks. We know
not
that.
Not one COVID case since after Christmas.
Right. So let's get into some stats here, some information. Let's get back to what the conference covered. So there were some doctors. We're kind of talking about that. One of the doctors, and you can look at all of them. But so the doctors had 100% patient recovery from COVID.
Yes.
They used hydrochloroquine.
Budesonide
and other ones where they had, and these are not people that are like in their 20s, really great health. These range from young people all the way up to people who have, you know,
the one
very,
patient had two types of cancer.
Right.
So should
massive
die,
health issues.
Did not die.
Right. And there are about, they said anywhere between 20 to 30 cheap medications that can take care of COVID. Okay.
Yes.
So what happens is they don't want these cheap things getting out. Why? Because they want everybody to take the vaccine or We don't want to say vaccine because it's not a vaccine.
The jab.
Now, here's what, it's because it's not a vaccine. Because number one, it has never been approved by FDA, okay? You're going to hear all kinds of garbage on the news that it is, but it's not. It is not approved. It has been allowed by the FDA because we're in a state of emergency, okay? They've declared a state of emergency, and it's just like having, let's say, for example, you've got a rare disease and they're doing experimental drugs. Right now, every person who takes this jab, if you want to call it, you are part of the experiment.
Yep.
Okay? They don't know. They did a test, and they talked about the testing on ferrets, and every ferret died. Mm-hmm. They are saying that it took 7 months to develop this monster, and normally it takes 7 to 10 years to develop.
7 to 10 years.
7 to 10 years to develop a vaccine. This was concocted in 7 months, okay? And so they're also seeing that the death rate, and they're saying people are having massive complications from this stuff. They're only reporting about 2 to 10% of what's actually happening, mm-hmm. okay? So what's happening is they talked about it's the reverse effect. So when COVID, you know, started getting everybody from stub your toe to heart issues died of COVID, right?
Yeah.
And they were saying that 2.2 million, which is completely wrong. It was funded by Bill Gates. We know that garbage. That, you know, he's the one that helped fund these ridiculous models, and they are lies. And they were saying, obviously, there's nowhere close to that. So the numbers for the cases of COVID are off, and the people that died of COVID are wrong. And then they're misrepresenting the numbers that are the people that are having complications from the so-called jab, okay? So the numbers are incorrect. They're not reporting these things. There is aborted fecal material
fetus
in these.
Material.
Right. There. I mean fetus, right.
Yeah.
Aborted, man, that would be really bad too, wouldn't it?
That's just as bad.
Whoa! But they're having aborted fetus material in these vaccines. So there are, and everything else, they went into detail about everything that is going on in this. Again, you'll be able to see this here soon. It'll be out online if you haven't seen it already. But again, these are not people that are quacks. These are surgeons. These are seasoned doctors. One of the doctors share this story really quick too. And then one of the doctors on there that it had a success rate, this lady had called in and got connected with this doctor that was at the conference. And she said, "Would you speak with my doctor, because he will not give me the medication you're suggesting." And so he said, the doctor refused to. And the doctor called and said, "You need to give this lady." He goes, "Well, I'm thinking about it." He goes, "Don't think about it. Just do it. I've had 100% success." "Well, I'll think about it and I'll make the decision." And one of the consensus, and even the doctor said this, and again, I'm not against medicine, okay? But, and I've never ran into one before, but we don't have very many doctors that can think outside the box.
Okay, can I add something?
Right? I mean, they're just, this is the program. This is what I'm told to do. This is the medication to throw at you. And I'm just a robot. I memorize stuff and then I forget it. And then I just do what I'm told. Mm-hmm. Nobody can think outside the box. Go ahead.
So remember this. On the frontlinedoctors.com, you can get connected with a doctor who will give you these things.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody rejects you and says, "We won't give you these things." Also, they've created what they unveiled down there for the first time is the Legal Dream Team.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
These people are awesome. We heard them all speak, and that's also at frontlinedoctors.com. So if you ever, they're going to work for the little guy. If anybody threatens you, you need to sue them. You can find everything. Remember that frontlinedoctors.com.
Yep.
Because when we were down there, there's a lady I had actually just gotten contact with, and she's like, "You need to get in contact with these two ladies from Ankeny. They're going to the conference. I know them." So I met them, and they actually pulled them up on stage at the conference. Their daughters go to Ankeny Public Schools,
mm-hmm.
and they got connected with one of these Legal Dream Team, and they're suing Ankeny Public Schools. Her daughter had a staph infection on her face 4 times from the mask.
Yeah.
And they, you know what they did to her? Instead, she got a doctor's note and everything. They stuck her in a corner and put a plexiglass around her. Wouldn't let her talk to other kids. Wouldn't let her play with them at recess because she didn't have a mask on.
Right.
Kids don't even get COVID.
Right.
Hardly ever. And then she went to the school board. I have video. She sent me a video. I put it on Facebook. I'm just like, okay, they're going to wait. I'm just waiting for them to. And so she just went there Monday and she had her phone. Okay, she went to the school board on April 5th. They let her go up to the podium. You get 3 minutes. She speak or whatever. With her mask off, everybody's masked up, and they're like 12, 15 feet from each other. She went back, but see, they know that she's suing them now, right? She turned her phone on like this, and her little girl's going, "Mommy, what's happening?" Just breaks your heart. And they're saying, "Put your mask on or we're not going to let you speak. Put your mask on or we're not going to let you speak." And there's two people in the room. So this is an evil game,
mm-hmm.
against this family.
Right.
And this little 6-year-old, she's 6 years old, and so I'm just saying, like I was sharing with Amy, she's had some stuff go on at her work. If you're ever told you have to take this vaccine or you can't work here, you have to do this or you can't work here, don't ever quit your job.
Right.
Say I will sue you.
Yep.
Because there are people that will take your case.
Yep.
That it's not going to be that's one thing we learned, that this is how we have to push back, because it is against your constitutional rights.
Yeah.
And they are assuming people are stupid and don't know.
Right.
So they will threaten you.
It's medical tyranny is what it's called.
It's medical tyranny.
And there's a form that you can, there's a website that it has all the states. You can print off a PDF form, complete it, have it notarized, send to your employer, and then it basically says that I am not going to take this, right? Because I have religious rights. I have rights.
Yeah.
They don't listen to that. They take them to court. We've got some lawyers that we were connected with. And so the point is this. We're not putting up with garbage, okay? And you don't have to poison your body because you got some half-wit that has no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
So telling you
we're
what
not
to
gonna,
do.
Now, let's talk about some other things, too, because we're assigned. Mike Lindell and some other ones talked about the voter fraud. That was very interesting.
Oh my goodness.
You know, the evidence is so overwhelming on the voter fraud. His testimony was really good, but the voter, it's so overwhelmingly obvious. Now now it's coming out that maybe some of you heard it too, that they're tracing down what computers, what building, and of course it came back from the Clinton Foundation too.
Oh, shoot.
Isn't that a big shock?
So, you know, now we're able to trace it right down to the exact computer, to the exact building, where it came from, what foundation and everything, and these people don't think. So the evidence is overwhelming that, and again, go on there, watch Mike Lindell's. It's very, very good.
I'll send you a link to the where you can find all of them.
Right. Lynn Wood was great. He talked about the and other topics they talked about were human trafficking, also, of course, the voter fraud. But one thing I think that was really interesting was that touched me was Jim Caviezel's. He was the guy that played Jesus for the Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yes. Okay, so his new film. And
it's called The Sound of Freedom.
The Sound of Freedom is all about human trafficking.
Right.
Okay, you got to see that. Make sure that you see that.
Well, one of the things that was really interesting, and this proves the dishonesty of the media, okay? Because here's the thing. When we were in the convention, and then we read the media reports of what happened, it's obvious, guys. They're just...
This is what it said.
They have no... They
called us coronavirus cranks,
right?
And something else, meet at maskless event in Tulsa.
Right. So when Jim was there, well, he wasn't there. He had a video conference
Zoom
there.
Conference.
He had a Zoom conference, and Jim was talking about the Sound of Freedom movie that he's going to be in. And the really cool thing about him is he's trying to get very purpose focused in his movies. Okay, he's very driven to. But he plays Tim Ballard, which is a special agent with Homeland Security.
He's a real guy.
And so he plays him. And what it is this Tim Ballard is a special agent with Homeland Security, okay? And so what Jim was talking about in his character in the movie, and he broke down crying the whole time because he's so touched with what this guy does, rescuing people
kids.
Bringing them out of trafficking and everything. And he's just crying half the time. You can see it. Very emotional. He's just very, very caught up in it. And then the next day, they said that he was, you know, talking about anti-vaccine stuff.
Don't look that up. Yeah.
He was talking
spreading
about...
Spreading conspiracy theories.
Yeah, spreading conspiracy. And the whole thing was about talking about his, the new movie, and we were talking about human trafficking.
Okay, but the reason they want to label everything with the human trafficking as conspiracy is because Lynn Wood just said it right out loud. The Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes, they're all involved
all in it.
In human trafficking.
Right.
And the money. And he said it out loud on the stage in front of everybody. And he said, you can send this video to them. You can send this video to the Illuminati. You can send this video to all of them. I'm not afraid of them because every lie will be revealed.
Right.
And that's why we have such a fight and a push against us.
Right.
You know, this guy was awesome at the end. His name was Bill Foster. He was a pastor. And he was talking about the reason more people aren't standing up and fighting, they're starting to wake up, is because pastors have been cowards.
Right.
They're afraid to speak about it in their churches. They're afraid to get shut down. They're afraid they're going to lose this. They're afraid they're going to lose that. And he gave a whole history, which, you know, if you listen to David Barton very much, about the black-robed regiment.
Yep.
Anybody heard of that? That's, you know, these were pastors saying there's a time to preach and there's a time to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, what was really interesting is we were there. It was Patriots Day Monday, and it was what General Flynn said, this event will be the shot heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having another one in Tampa at Rodney Howard Brown's church, a three-day event. So they're going to go all over, and people are waking up to what's been pulled on them, I guess you could say. You know?
I think one thing, too, is we were there, there was 4,200, and then they asked all the pastors to stand up, and there was maybe, 20 of us?
In 4,200 people.
So,
and they were like...
This is a huge problem because, you know, we're... this has everything to do with us, and this may not be the mark of the beast yet, and we may not be there, but this is a dress rehearsal, and you know that... Anything that goes on, the devil is watching. He's taking notes. He's observing things because a lot of the devil does is observe us. That's what familiar spirits are involved, is because they observe you, and they, you know, that's where the Bible talks about familiar spirits. That's not actually the dead person. That's a familiar spirit that has observe that person is regurgitating what it is. So they're very observant of what it, of what's going on. And you can tell that they're, and of course, a lot of the New World Order is obviously observing this too.
Yeah, they're observing it. So Pastor Greg Locke was there. Anybody ever watched him before? Yeah, he's really good. And, you know, he was telling people, if you can't go to your church, it's still closed. Yeah. You need to find another church. If you can't go to church and take your mask off,
right.
If you have to sit in a special section, whether you're vaccinated or not, you need to run the other direction. Because
right.
You're not going to make it mm-hmm. with what's coming
right.
If you're in that situation. And you would be shocked when they said, how many of you, your church is still closed?
Oh.
We were just like, really? They said 60% of churches in America are still closed. 60%. Once we started to get a clue what was really happening, we're like, forget this. 60% of pastors are still buying this.
Right, right.
Or telling their people to get vaccinated.
Right. And I think the...
T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
Telling everybody to get vaccinated. On a show with Dr. Fauci, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Oz, too. Yeah.
And he was on Dr. Oz, which is... He's going a different direction. Yeah, there's some people going a different direction mm-hmm. on some of these things.
But you'll see things, too, where, you know, and they were talking about, you know, some churches have already signed over to the government for FEMA, you know, to be FEMA.
Also, can I just say this?
Now.
Do you know how many people have been, like, said to us or made little comments, you know, you guys could get the PPE loan thing because, you know, you were shut down for a while. And so I'm like, I don't want a dime from the government. I don't care if we're in this basement.
No.
I know what we could get. I don't ever want anyone to, like, tie me back to taking any money because I believe that's a setup, too.
Oh, that's a setup.
We gave you money.
Right.
Because you know what they're also in hand want to do? Only if this would continue and resident Biden doesn't get taken out, they're going to give only certain churches 501c3 status because they want to de-radicalize the U.S.
Yep.
So the deal is, I don't care. You're just going to drive the church underground and they're going to get stronger, the real church. And you'll have the fake churches that still get the whatever status.
Mm-hmm.
But God's not going to let it go that far.
No.
Because there are things, so many things happening. You would not know by logging on anywhere
mm-hmm.
until you go to some of these sites where these people are.
Right. So, you know, and again, I think a couple of the main things is just number one, don't get discouraged about the stuff, okay? And just know that these people are con artists, and they buckle and they fold when you put any pressure against them.
Yes.
And you're bold about things, and it's like this, I'm not giving up my constitutional rights. First of all, I'm not scared of coronavirus, and that's the thing they talk about.
No.
Why in the world did you take something, a shot, where it's almost 99.9% recoverable? I mean, just in itself. There's no, and then again, we've seen people and doctors in this whole thing. It's 100% recovery rate. So and there's been things that have purposely been done moving forward that the testing was, I mean, all of these things is just overwhelming. You got to watch it yourself. But the point is don't get in fear. And you know, when you're like, when I'm out places, you can just, and Andrew's out more than I am, but when you're out places, I mean, you just see the fear on people. You know, it's like, why? And then when you act, when there's like, well, I'm going to be normal. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to be me. And then all of a sudden they look at you like you're some kind of leper. No, I've actually got my marbles together. Okay. And I'm okay.
Can I add
Go ahead,
something? Yeah. So this is a awesome thing. You guys heard of Ian Smith, the gym owner in New Jersey?
Yeah.
I don't watch Fox at all now. I don't watch any news except what I get from these people, but he was on Tucker Carlson before. He's got the big, long, black beard guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm opening my gym. I'm not gonna lose my livelihood in my gym that I've built for I don't know how many years. And the governor of New Jersey shut his water off. They've harassed him. He's got millions of dollars in fine. They're threatening to haul him to jail because he opened his business. He was at this event, and this is what's awesome about people like us. He was there. People were running up, just throwing money, giving him money.
Mm-hmm.
We just giving him money, just giving him money to help this guy out. This is where we have to be with people,
right.
You know, and that guy, and then the other guy is, this guy, what was that guy's name, Tim Foley or something, Foley was his last name. He's on the border, and he has a bounty on his head by the cartels in Mexico because he knows what they're doing, and he's saving kids, and he knows where these cartels are. He knows where they're putting money, and they have contacted him and said, we'll give you $15,000 a month if you'll stop doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. He says no, and they're like, we're going to kill you then. So he's always hiding out. People were running up, giving that guy money, just giving him money. And it was like here's what was so awesome in that room. You could just feel the love. And this is not like a Christian event, although many people were Christians.
Right, most were, yeah.
So Pastor Dave from His Glory, that's on with Amanda Grace, you guys ever watch him? I watch him all the time. He gave up his speaking time and asked people that were intercessors or willing to pray for people to come up. And he said, anyone that needs prayer. He had a lady come up from Utah just crying. She said, I'm riddled with fear over all this that's going on. So he starts praying for her, and then the Holy Spirit arrested him. She's not even born again. Not born again at this event. Mm-hmm. So awesome. And she was just fearful. This other lady we prayed for, she needed healing in her body. And the Lord gave me a word for her that she's loved and accepted. She's not rejected. I'm speaking this to her, and she just burst into tears. And you're just like, God, you know something about her, right? She told me afterwards she was adopted, and every day she says, I'm so unworthy, nobody ever wanted me. You know, mm-hmm. So people got spiritual healing. Yeah. They got free because we're not going to cower in fear. We're not going to be afraid of what's happening. We're going to take our country back. But it was all God-centered.
Yep.
The way it should be. You know, marrying the patriotism. Yes. It isn't politics. It's patriotism with spiritual.
Right.
And it was like, this is the beginning of a great awakening.
Yeah.
It really is, because people are seeing there is no way
we
can continue without God healing our land and going forward, and we actually come back to our roots of the way our country was founded. It was awesome.
Well, and I think, too, you know, with Mike Lindell's new launch of his site, it was interesting because I think, was it 200 million people?
200 million people this was just the other day, have watched Absolute Interference, which is his second one out that you need to see on his site, frankspeech.com. But it was billion something had been to his site.
Right. So the word's getting out.
And that was just the other day, because I was watching, he had a 48-hour live feed, because the enemy attacked him when he tried to launch Frank's Speech, and it was down. Like, he could only run this video. Of course, Facebook does not want him to do this. You know, it's going back to all these people. Okay. But, you know, it's gonna be up. It's going to be up.
And they were just talking about where, you know, Sidney Powell is on there just briefly. She wasn't there. She couldn't be there, but she had a video.
She was
there.
Supposed to be there, they did a video.
And
she
the attorneys were talking about, which just with the evidence and everything, and I think with one of the campaigns Mike Lindell is due, is just like, they're trying to get this information out there about the fraud, about all this other stuff going on. Because they're trying to push the Supreme Court to review the election, the 2020 election, okay? And they're trying to pressure them to the point where they have to take it. And they have to hear
this. Everybody knows about it.
And Sidney Powell, and they're all talking about things are happening and they're getting this stuff done. So, you know, of course, the mainstream media will not talk about it, but I'm telling you right now,
it's happened.
They are doing things, and the cool thing is that the states are beginning to fight this now, because it's not like, well, I'm Trump, and I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to tell, no, the individual states are now signing legislation, they're fighting this up, they're doing internal audits now, so this stuff is beginning to turn on them. And if you really think about what Trump has done, I believe he's the greatest president in U.S. history. Yeah. I think that everything is going to be said and done, he will be the greatest president in the history of the United States once everything gets turned around.
So Mike Lindell shared this. He shared this. Even though it's hard to understand why this seemingly taking so long, it's all been a miracle. Because none of this would have been exposed. Mm-hmm. And they're realizing that election fraud's been going on since, was it 2010?
Mm-hmm.
2010.
Before that, too, I believe.
Before that.
And so it's all coming out. Yeah. It has to. And, you know, the other thing is, let's just think about, because so I've had days where I'm looking at him, I'm like, why are we just in a civil war? Why is this still happening? Why isn't anything? And if you don't wake people up,
right.
Think about what kind of anarchy we'd have.
Right.
If we just went out and said, Trump's just going to take over, and we're just going to get the military, and we're just going to come in and clear all this out, it would be total anarchy. So they're trying to get people to see it so that we don't have an absolute civil war in our country.
Right.
A giant meltdown where, you know, nobody can go in the streets. And so you have anything? Because I just wanted
Blagojevich, former governor of Illinois, where Trump pardoned him before he left office, or at least stepped out of public view, admitted the Democrats have been doing this for decades. I mean, they've cheated. It's public knowledge. You know, again, there's been fraud all over. I mean, on both sides. You know, it's been going on for so long. But so, you know, when you've got somebody that is, you know, a nursing home patient that hides in his basement and nobody even shows up to any events, and then you've got Trump that has, like, you know, thousands and thousands of people, you can't even get in to see it. And then you're telling me that he actually won. It's like, okay, I got eyes and common sense. But the estimation is when they're looking at it and they're tracking the through satellite now. They were talking about this. We were just listening today through satellite and through some of their
the machines
rhythms.
Were hooked up to the internet.
They believe that Trump had 80 million and Biden maybe only had about 60s, something like that. So we know, and that's come from multiple sources where they know that it was so overwhelming. That's why in the middle of the night they have that spike where they had, you know, all of those ballot dumps, is because just like when Hillary, they cheated back then, but they didn't expect the overwhelming, you know, and I can't believe that, you know, the American people would want Donald Trump over, you know, Hillary Clinton anyway. I mean, who would have thought, right? I mean, you know, but yeah, and it was so overwhelming, they didn't expect that the American people would come out, that, again, they had to redo things, and it was so obvious, but praise God. I mean, it was so obvious now.
Yeah.
But again, things are turning around. These attorneys are talking about, they're seeing things break loose all the time, where they're getting more and more information all the time. But, you know, I would just say this, we stick with, you know, a lot of the prophetic words were that Trump would be served two terms, that we would see some Supreme Justices step down. I believe that there's going to be some few of them that are going to step down in disgrace. We're going to see people arrested, I believe, after this is all said and done. And I believe that I'm hoping that there will be people who will be tried for treason. And that they will publicly
see
they
should be
the
put
problem.
In front of a friar and stuff.
Right, because treason is that, and they've already they've done it. So whether that's going to happen or not,
I know.
But it would send a great message to the other politicians and people around the world, if you do
that
this
we're
again,
done. Yeah, that we
then this is what's going to happen
it.
To you. So,
I guess kind of what I wanted to say more in closing, and then anything else that Pastor had to add, but just to bring it down again, it's a day of boldness.
Yes.
We have to get involved. You ask God, whatever that is for you, how to start. You know, even if it's just like, I'm going to go in the store without my mask today. I got to start somewhere. I made it all day the other day. I forgot something in Hy-Vee. I went back in. I made it through Target. I was the only one without one. I do this all the time, though, so I'm used to it. And people staring at me. I made it all the way through Hy-Vee. I forgot something. I went back in. I gotta tell you, the old people are the worst. They're the worst ones. This woman comes up behind me with her husband. They're way back behind me, and I literally forgot these two little things of bread. And she's like, "Don't let me forget to tell you something when I get in the car. It's about masks." She looks at me, and I was like, "Whatever, dude. I'm almost out." So I should have turned around and coughed on her and told her I was just with 4,200 people, maskless, but I didn't.
Did you pray for her husband?
Yeah.
How
he got out of line. He got out of line and they left. They wouldn't stand by me. They wouldn't stand by me.
In Jesus' name, give him strength.
They would not stand by me, so. Anyway, I just thought, all these women in this line, and I'm not kidding. I couldn't hardly breathe. We were laughing so hard about what would the media do if they were in here and could see us. Smashed up against each other like this. Oh my gosh. But, I just want to encourage you on that, and one thing I know Amy won't care if I share, she was just sharing some things, bringing it down to like where we're at here. She's had some things just with her work. Like, she had a relative she was around, had COVID, she got tested, she's negative, still wouldn't let her come back to work for 14 days. She said, this is even what the CDC says, I can't, won't let her come back to work. Then the next thing was her employer saying, by the way, we're watching everybody's social media and we won't allow any hateful things, and but they won't define what that is. But there is free speech, but we could fire you. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, they
okay.
Said, they've already fired people.
They fired some people.
Okay. They said, we will fire you.
They say, and we've already done it. They say it's LGBTQ and things like that. Then the other thing was, they don't think they'll be requiring the vaccine, they don't think, but you know, it'll just, here, and Amy's like, I told them I quit before that happened. I said, don't ever say that. Say, I'll sue you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't back down
right.
if your employer threatens you.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact any of these people. You have rights.
Yep.
They, you know what? They're banking on ignorance because
yep,
there's
are.
So much, look around
Power
you.
Google.
Look
yeah.
around you when you're out. There is so much ignorance and fear. The ignorance and fear. My friend Lisa, she is in Tulsa. She was at the conference with us. She went to Jason's Deli. They have a Jason's Deli down there. She came in without her mask, got her bowl of whatever without her mask, went up to the salad bar, and they're like, you have to sanitize and put these gloves on. Okay. Well, you have to put a mask on. She goes, there's a plexiglass over this. No, you can't get your salad. You have to put a mask. She goes, there's a plexiglass. No, you have to put a mask on. See, nobody thinks. So she's like, well, we can get it for you then. So she's standing there while they do it, while she's standing there, but she can go up to the ice cream machine, no mask on the sign there, and you're breathing on the ice cream. I'm telling you, you guys, if you have your eyes open, you can see the massive deception that is over people.
Well, and then too, they talked about the cycling, where when they do the test, they cycle it at 17, and they've been instructed to do it at 30 and 40 cycles, and what happens is it triggers it so that you test positive when you're really not.
And did you guys know the
so
guy...
So a lot of the COVID testing,
they're not
is,
even,
it's just
right.
wrong, and they know it, but...
Did you know the guy who created the PCR test told them, you can't use it for COVID, it won't work, and he ended up dead. He's dead.
Yep.
He had an accident. It's not
yep.
real.
It is not.
No.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
gene
exactly.
altering materials.
Yes.
DNA altering materials.
Young women.
Yes. Yes.
And
yep.
Mm-hmm.
In. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's affecting a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now we wanted to also, if anybody has a question or something we didn't cover, if we can answer it, if it was covered, or if anybody's thinking of anything like that. I'll send a link to that Thrive Time Rumble page so you can see where all the videos are. I'll send the Legal Dream Team link. And Clay Clark gave my friend Lisa a direct number to this Dr. Meehan, who was also there if you mm-hmm. watch his videos. Mm-hmm. And he will take on anybody that tries to push COVID stuff
mm-hmm.
on anybody.
Yep. Yep. I think one thing, too, is just the scripture here that really comes to me. I was meditating today, and I was just thinking about it, is Galatians 6:9. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, don't get weary, okay? We have joy And, you know, hey, I just say this. I've been spirit-filled my whole life, and I've been, people thought I'm a kook for forever. So this is nothing new to me, okay? You know, especially the, you know, a lot of the denominational folks or anything, you speak in tongues, and it's like, oh, that's over the devil. It's like, well, I don't remember ever seeing a demon-possessed person in the Bible speak in tongues. And Jesus told us to speak in tongues, but that's another subject. And then it goes on, and the Apostle Paul says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And that's the key, guys, is number one, don't get weary in well-doing. Yeah. And then also, two, don't faint. Yeah. Just don't give up. Just don't lose heart. Don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Amen? I believe that these people are going to be exposed, because you can't tell me that a billion people that view Mike Lindell's site, right, 200,000 or 200 million get in there. This stuff is taking off by wildfire, because you can't tell, and you can't tell me that 80 million people that voted for Trump that don't want to go down that path aren't interested in this.
Yeah.
So I just say this, majority of the people are on our side. They're on our side.
Yeah.
Right?
You're just not being told that.
Right. Yeah. And so they're telling you the public media is telling you that's not the
truth.
They're
just ignoring it.
Right.
Even our local news. They just ignore everything.
Well, they actually got Fox News down there, got kicked out of the event, and they kicked them out because they didn't want to listen to it.
Because they're not going to let people come
in
there.
They were trying to do propaganda and everything, and they said, forget it. Get out of here. We don't want you here. Just get out. So, you know, we don't have to put up with it.
Does anyone else think of a question or something you want to ask? Yes, sir.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Paul let a Roman soldier have it for the way that he treated him. And he said, is this how we treat Roman citizens now? Because that soldier was breaking his rights by unlawfully arresting and beating Paul.
Right.
And Paul's like, yes, he was a Christian, but he was also a Roman citizen. And he said, I'm a citizen by birth, and you can't treat me like that.
Right.
Well, the other thing is this, you know, it's like when we had the volleyball incident. You know, when people talk about obeying the government, as long as it doesn't go against the word.
Right.
And like we told the girls, because we had one, like, well, why couldn't we have just done it, you know? And another one, like, I'm glad you did it. So we had two different, and we were talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
It's not a mandate in Iowa.
It's not a mandate in Iowa. No.
It's not.
No. It is. But these people walked mid-court and yelled at us from there. So they made a giant scene. They didn't even come have a conversation with us. And I think they just expected to bully us down because they'd never met us. And he goes, the minute you said, this is against our constitutional rights, he goes, I thought, we're getting kicked out. It's over. This is done.
There was this incident. I was like, we're getting kicked out.
But then he said, you tell me I have to leave. Are you telling me I have to leave? And then they were like, yeah, leave.
So I got some insight on that, kind of what happened to you, only because I was listening to somebody on Instagram, and she was like a Montana or something like that. Mm-hmm. But she was like, okay, they couldn't get volunteers to be the soccer coach for their, like, that age group. So I volunteered. And she goes, I go to the first meeting, and they're talking about that masks are required, and she's totally, which is, it's like a house divided, her husband's an RN. He's medically brainwashed into thinking all these things. But anyway, so she was like, I'm not going to do that. But then this is what she said. She goes, not only was I required, the kids were required when they were standing on the side, but she goes, this is where I came to the insight with these people. She goes, they said that I am required to go after parents that aren't wearing masks. So that is kind of what I'm feeling like, like probably in their.
You know what's funny?
It's like a requirement to be a coach. You got to go after this. She goes, listen. Did she do stuff?
Well, she's out of two.
Yeah, right. I was like, to my boss, like, people come up. And I'm like, okay, so next is going to be show me your paper.
Yeah,
I did.
I said, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought about that, and then I thought about what happened to you, and I'm like, I bet that, again, a similar situation where it's like, so they're turning citizens
against each other.
Against each other.
They want us to be at war with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, when I heard that, I just immediately thought of that situation.
Well, that situation, then the next tournament we had, was at a place in West Des Moines, and no one was allowed to come in but the kids.
Right.
Then the next, when we had it at our school, when we had it at our school, which nobody goes in math, that guy wouldn't show up.
Right.
He never walked into our school, him and that lady, to do any coaching. So there's suddenly a new coach or a different person when we were at our school.
Yeah.
But you know, the head of the president of the board at ACA, I ran into him, and we were talking, and he's like, I had public health come in. We told them what we were doing. We're just washing our hands and wiping stuff down more.
Right, right.
And they didn't want to hear it or showcase us because we had hardly any cases before. And since Christmas, we haven't even had kids out with cold because we're cleaning our hands.
Exactly.
Not one case. Nobody's sick. Nothing's happening.
Just better hygiene.
Better hygiene.
Right, I mean, that's just it. Just better hygiene.
Like you said, we should have been doing that all along.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like just lots of like ways to do that. But one thing I'll just, when you just brought up what happened to my work, you know, one thing I've learned, and just to speak is, you know, we all, so when you challenge a narrative, you know, it's so easy because, you know, these people are your friends and you work with them and, you know, they're your bosses, they're your superiors, and it is very easy, you know, I think, to get bullied out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I stood up to a point, and then I got shot down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I guess I want to encourage everybody, you know, it's like, just get strong now and learn all these things now. Because, like, again, you know, like, about the legal team and those kind of things. Because, again, I can see the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And because, and I'm telling my people I work with, I'm like, our CEO said that he's used the vaccine, in quotation marks, like he's used the mask for the good of all humanity.
Right.
And so the writing's on the wall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I said, that's how he views it. So if it doesn't come down that way, I'd be very surprised. So again, you know, I didn't know any better. And I'm thinking, well, where am I going to go? Where am I going to turn?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I guess my encouragement tonight is because I literally had to walk it out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, you know, I've come a long way, but I still have tendencies, and I'm a people pleaser. And it's very hard for me to have discord, and very hard for me to feel unsettled.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for me to feel like somebody thinks I'm wrong, or somebody's talking bad about me. Those are all very hard things for me to deal with. And so I think that's where my improvement is that, learn these things now, learn what your rights are now, and really get strong now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are going to have to face this. It's going to come down. Maybe it will be a different scenario. Maybe it won't be. But I know I didn't know. I thought, where am I going to turn? You know, so I was like, well, you know, if you couldn't work from home and they were making you say, please, you know, we would see them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I could work from home, you know.
So they let you.
But nobody understood why I was so upset.
No, of course not.
And, like, they said, well, you just a couple months ago, you wanted to work at home. I said, well, yeah, that's when everybody else was at home. I said, when you're being forced to for a sickness that you do not have, and it has a 99.999% cure rate, it is a little infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
When I did the right thing, I told you what happened, and I'm being punished, though I have now exceeded the expectations.
Here's the lesson. If you have a sniffle, just don't tell him.
I didn't have a sniffle.
Don't tell him. She didn't, but I'm saying, just don't tell him. Okay?
Like,
well, I think.
I mean, that's what I told my two. I said, I really learned my lesson. But I said again, I said, I had to learn that lesson myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you told me one way, and I just, in my heart, I was.
See, Dwight's having no problems.
Dwight has no problems. But in my heart, I think I had to learn it myself. But I guess to me, I go listen to all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself educated.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a question? Emily?
Yeah, I do, and I don't know if you have an answer either.
Okay.
But we have the doctors, we're going to talk about the shedding.
Yeah. Well, okay, they didn't get into all of that because the time.
No.
They had 10, 20 minutes. They had packed so full. We didn't even have breaks. Like, you had to get up on your own because they wanted to get so much information out. But I have videos, and I do know about the shedding thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The shedding is causing, it's being around vaccinated people.
They're saying like the proteins from the, are transferring into people that aren't. So like, if you're talking about the women having,
they're having blood clots,
like, if you're just in store with people that are not
It'd be especially, yeah, especially if you were with like a bunch of people a lot too.
There's like a pharmacist who was pregnant.
They didn't talk about it, but I have several videos about that.
Christian
Northrup.
Fluid, so
right.
Well, I thought about that too. Because why haven't you listened to something? And I, again, you're immediately trying to tease you.
Oh, yeah,
because
no.
Because I'm like, okay, we have people in our family.
Oh, yeah.
That have had it that were around a lot, you know, whatever. But I thought, you know what?
No.
The blood.
That's right.
Oh.
We're
I'm
covered.
Like, it's the blood. And then we just plead the blood over ourselves and the blood, you know what I mean? Because we cannot live in fear.
That's right.
Because it's the same thing. The same thing as like COVID thing. So it's like, oh, we
can't
be around anybody. So you're
being persecuted because you have no fear.
Right.
So that to me is just crazy. Why am I persecuted?
It's not crazy.
When I don't have fear.
Because that's
part of
the narrative.
I have two things. First off, I don't think what you do is consumed by all this COVID stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So on the other side of this, I don't wear masks either. In the IV, it's funny though because you're observant. You're observant. I saw people in other aisles that when I walked in, they had masks on, they took them off. So just keep living your life.
Yep.
Just live your life. Not be afraid, but. I think that everybody in social media, because that's, some people say they don't watch the news, like my family and everything, but then they're on social media all the time.
Right.
My sister's always on there.
Right.
And he's getting notifications and everything constantly. Like, he's still living in fear because he's all the time.
Right.
So don't get rid of the consumption of this fear stuff and live your life. It's nice. It's been nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing that I said. Keep living your life. People follow because they're too weak to live themselves.
Yep.
And reading stuff constantly about it.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. That's what we were talking about too. Is just getting your mind.
Did you have your hand up, please? Okay. That's what
I think. We have that authority.
Yes.
And we use that authority because we have the blood. We have the covenant of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That is above every name, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
No one in here, every family, our family,
thank you, Lord.
Will not be touched by this virus in the mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we will not have to fear anything.
Yes.
We do not fear shedding, Father God.
No.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Authority over that life.
Mm.
And we
thank
live
you, Jesus.
In no fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We claim it, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We take the Holy Ghost vaccine of the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Like we used to do at Rhema, Mrs. Hagin would say, let's all take our flu shot.
That's right. Our Holy Ghost flu shot.
Amen. We're covered in the blood in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Kate, what do you want to say?
Yeah. Me and Mom, lady that was talking to Mom that came over to when Mom came over to tell us that she did it, they were kicking Mom out. then the same lady came up to me and told me I had to put on my mask. And I was sitting out because we had to alternate, because there were only 6 feet on the court at the same time. So we had to alternate, and I was sitting alone because I had to be out for a minute. Came up to me and told me I had to put on my mask. And I said, I'm sitting alone. Why? And then she started trying to convince me. And then my coach came up and said, what is she trying to tell you? So I just said, she's trying to tell me to put on my mask and to don't do it. And then so she just walked away, and then this lady finally left.
I wonder for what we would do if we turned around and said, you need to accept Jesus right now. Yeah. You need to do it right now.
Right now.
I'm not leaving until you do.
Okay, we gotta end on like a funny note.
Amen.
I'm not trying to shut you guys can text us or whatever, you know, but I know you, these kids are awesome. They're doing awesome, but
amen.
We're pushing.
But just kidding. Don't get in fear. Have joy about this thing. And that's
Amen.
The whole thing is just like this. I think if anything tonight you get is this. We're all on the same team. And
yep.
I believe the majority of people are on the same side
mm-hmm.
that we are.
Amen.
So don't let the media and all this garbage, you know, mm-hmm. Like Andrew was just talking about, you know, don't let all this stuff get to you because you need to block it out,
stay
in joy, and know that the devil is a liar. I remember him talking, was it Jeremiah Johnson talking about that thing that came to him and said that, you know, they were using the media. The media is a tool, and it's not reality.
Yeah, it's not reality.
It's not
so
reality.
So I got to end on a funny note. So I went up to his, because when I was at Rhema, I worked with Gene Bailey on Flashpoint. And I mean, he was an outside consultant. He had a marketing firm. So he would bring me things for my boss, Don, I was his assistant, and he'd bring me stuff, and then I'd talk to him and stuff. And so it's cool to see what God's done with him, because that's what he was at. So I went up to say hi to him. I got my Flashpoint gear, you know, and stuff. And I was talking to him, and he's like, let's just do a little video. And I'm like, Lord, didn't come up for a video, just wanted a picture. He's like, look in the camera. Tell us why you like to watch Flashpoint. What? I came up for a picture. So I did it, put on my best, you know. And then he's like, they got the camera still rolling, and he goes, so tell me what your favorite part of Flashpoint is. And I said, I love Mario Murillo and all this. And you know how he's always teasing Lance Wall now?
Yeah.
He goes, what do you really think of Lance Wall now?
No.
I actually haven't had always the best thoughts of Lance Wall now in the past. And I said, he's okay. I mean, I like Lance Wall now. But Mario Murillo's my favorite. Because he was teasing and stuff. And I'm like, please don't use this. I hope this was like, just you did this with me for fun. Because please don't use this for real.
Okay,
lighthearted ended on
a
light note.
Do I need to get out the scripture about 1 Corinthians there where it says, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul, favorite teachers here. Do we need a teaching on that real quick? Okay.
I'm sorry. I just love Mario because you want to
awesome.
See a guy
Amen.
Who goes into the pit after every Amen. Sinner. He does it.
Amen. Hello. Awesome. Let's end in prayer. Father, Amen. We thank you for this time together. I thank you for these precious people being back with them, Lord Jesus. And I pray, again, the tidal wave of the blood of Jesus over everyone here, Lord God. But we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
And God, we have joy in the name of Jesus. And God, we've got each other. Lord God, when we run into something, we can always reach out, text, call, just stop by their house, whatever, Lord God, and get encouraged, Lord God. And we just say that these people are encouraged tonight in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we declare that no matter what sickness, what disease, whatever we're coming against, that Jesus is the healer. We
Amen.
Thank you for Acts 10:38, the God who anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We thank you that you're our healer, and we don't look to man, but we look to you, Lord,
thank
as our
you,
Savior.
Jesus.
We praise you. We
thank
give
you
the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Okay, wait, ladies.